Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is wall. W-A-L-L.
Really?
You bet your life. The comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood and brought to you by more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers. The dealers who now have on display the all-new 1954 Plymouth, your best buy in the low-price field, and who on November 5th will have on display the astonishing and beautiful new DeSoto for 1954. And now, here it is, the one, the only...
Well, what do you know? That's me! Well, here I am again with $1,000 for one of our couples.
Well, Doctor, I'd like you to meet a couple of guests who have unusual backgrounds. This is Gretchen Alford and Mr. Fortune Gordine. Would you please come in and meet Groucho Marx?
Mrs. Gretchen Alford and Mr. Fortune Gordine, eh? Gordine, eh? Mrs. Alford, I'll start with you. Do you mind if I call you Gretchen?
No, I don't. That's my name.
Oh. Do you mind if I call you Gretchen?
That's not my name.
Gretchen, that's a very pretty name. It's a German name, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Are you from Germany?
Yes, I was born in Sorrow, in East Prussia.
Where?
In Sorrow, in East Prussia.
Oh, well, when did you come to this country?
When I was a year old.
You must be very good German, huh? And when was that? When were you a year old?
Well, that was in 1923.
1923, let's see. Ein, zwei, fünf und fünfzig. Ein, drei, that makes you 24, is that right?
That's right. That's
I hope Dulles was listening. You could make me ambassador.
That's close enough.
Yes, that's close enough to me, too. When you left Prussia, did you come directly to California?
No, my folks settled in DeSoto, Kansas.
Where?
In DeSoto, Kansas.
DeSoto, Kansas, huh? And I thought I was being diplomatic. Is there really such a place as DeSoto?
There's really such a town. It's just a small railroad town outside.
Please, no belittling now. How long since you've been there?
Well, I came out here in 1939.
Well, it's changed.
Yes.
Today, DeSoto is it's a beautiful new DeSoto, Kansas. The mayor is a wonderful fellow. I know him very well. Mm-hmm. His name is Mr. Full Power Sharing, Jr. Let's see, Mr. Fortune Gordine. Are you related to Jack Gordine?
No, sir.
Who is it, Jack Gordine?
Is it?
Where did you get the name Fortune?
Very good friend.
Is that your last name?
First name.
Oh, too bad it isn't your last name. Imagine if you had a daughter named Miss Fortune. all is grist that comes to my mill. Where are you from, Fortune?
Spokane, Washington.
Oh, is that in Germany? That is near DeSoto, huh? Are you married?
Yes, sir.
You are, huh?
Yes, sir.
You say that very emphatically.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been married, Fortune?
7 months.
You're a newlywed, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Tell us something about your wife. Would you care to attempt to describe her?
Well, she's the type of girl, very striking, the type who, when she enters the room, everybody looks at her.
So what? When a rhinoceros walks into a room, everybody looks. I didn't mean your wife was a rhinoceros. Although she could be, as far as I'm concerned. I've never seen her. Now, Fortune, where have I heard your name? It's a very familiar name. It rings some kind of a bell, but I just can't place it.
You may have seen it on the sports page, Gotcha. I saw the discus.
You saw the discus?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
At who? Are you pretty good with the discus?
Well, I saw about 194 feet, 6 inches.
Mm-hmm. Is that good?
That's the world record.
Fortune, I have seen your name in the sports pages, and I'm happy to meet you.
Thank you, Greg.
We don't have the world champion discus thrower up here every week, you know. Not even every other week. You know? Actually, we're proud of you. Very proud of you. Now then, what is a discus? You're not a discus jockey, are you?
Well, a discus is comparable to two plates laid face to face, and weighs 4 pounds, 6.4 ounces, has a metal ring around the outside, and metal on the inside, and the rest is wood.
Mm. It sounds just like the biscuits Aunt Minnie used to make. Huh? Gretchen, aren't you excited being up here with a celebrity?
Oh, I sure am. He's so tall and handsome.
Who's talking about him?
Well, I thought I said he was so handsome.
You haven't got a chance here tonight, dear Gretchen. Fortune, by the way, has marriage affected your athletic progress? It's made a bum out of a lot of athletes, you know.
It's also
a lot of people who aren't athletes.
It's done me a great deal, Gosh, Joe.
It has.
Yes, I've broken the world twice since I've been married.
And you attribute this to the matrimony?
Oh, yes. Good food, good wife.
Is your wife interested in your track activities?
Very much, Gosh. So she stands out about 180 feet. She did. To start with, and I would throw at her for directional purposes.
You would throw at her?
Yes, sir. And then, of course, to get up to 194 feet, she'd just back up.
Uh-huh. Well, with an incentive like that, most men could throw a piano. You haven't got a chance to throw a discus at your wife? Gretchen, let's get back to you. Do you ever throw the discus at your husband?
No, I don't even know what one looks like.
You don't know what a husband looks like?
No.
Or a discus?
No, the discus.
Oh. You have a husband?
Oh, yes, I have a husband.
I guess you're not rugged enough to be heaving a discus around, are you?
I guess not.
Well, what outside interests do you have?
Well, I'm the constable of Harupa Judicial District in Riverside County.
Good day. I'll see you again. You're a constable?
Yes, I am.
Well, Shades of Jesse James. The Wild West is wilder than I thought it was. How did you get to be a constable? What do you do as a constable?
Well, I have to serve all kinds of papers.
Oh,
and,
would you switch them over to my house one day?
I might.
Even if it's only a subpoena.
So I serve those kinds
of... Do you?
And I have to summon juries, and then when they have a jury trial, I have to act as the bailiff in the court.
How many crooks have you tossed in the can since you've been in office?
Up to now, none.
You're getting money on the false pretenses, aren't you? Well, why haven't you, Gretchen?
Well,
what a name for a constable, Gretchen, huh?
I just haven't run across any, I guess.
Oh, well,
I'm hiding
you,
from me.
I wish you luck in the near future. Well, it's been very interesting talking to you two, and I'd like to continue, but now it's time to play You Bet Your Life. You run your $20 or more than our other couples, you'll get a chance at the big money later. You selected the animal kingdom as your category. I'll name three things. You tell me what kind of animal, bird, or fish they are. Here's your first question. How much of the 20 will you bet?
All of it.
All of it. What are Dalmatians, Beagles, and Sealing Hams?
Dogs.
Dalmatians, dogs.
Dogs is correct.
On your way, you have $40.
Now, how much of the $40 are you going to bet on this one?
All of it.
All of it. All right. What are Cheviots, Oxford Downs, and Cotswolds? Cotswolds. Cheviots, Oxford Downs, and Cotswolds. Talk it over. Take a guess.
Sheep.
What's that?
Sheep
is right, yes.
You now have $80.
Yes, that's sheep at half the price. Are you saying? Had me nervous there. Eh? They got
$80?
$80. All right, this is your third question. How much of the 80 do you want to try?
All of it.
All right. What are monitors, iguanas, and chameleons?
Lizards.
Lizards is right.
You now have $160.
Here's your last chance to be the other couple. How much will you bet?
All of it.
What are sponges, sulfur bottoms, and bottle noses? Spines, sulfur bottoms, and bottlenoses. If you don't know, take a guess. These are part of the animal kingdom. Animal, bird, or fish?
Fish.
No,
they're whales. You were close, but not close enough.
Oh.
That's a tough question. Well, nobody leaves here broke. I give you one more question. You get this right, and you'll split $25. You ready? How many shots in a six shooter?
Six.
Six is right. Sorry, didn't win one.
Thank you, Doc. That's too bad.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Now, news about the big, bright, beautiful event that is happening tomorrow.
It's big, the 54th Plymouth. It's bright, the 54th Plymouth. Big, bright, beautiful too. The 54th Plymouth is a car for you.
And tomorrow's the day to see it. At your DeSoto Plymouth dealers, the big, bright, beautiful new 54 Plymouth, the car that introduces to the low price field fabulous new ideas in beauty and high style.
Tomorrow's also the day to enter the big Plymouth contest. $25,000 worth of prizes. Your chance to win a new 54 Plymouth or one of hundreds of cash prizes just for telling what you like most about this exciting new car.
I like the choice of drives Plymouth gives you. Synchro silent or at slight extra cost, either overdrive or no shift high drive.
I like the new Plymouth full-time power steering. Makes parking so easy, and it's surprising how little extra it costs.
Yes, the contest's real easy. Lots of fun. And you can get an entry blank containing the easy rules and the full list of prizes tomorrow from your DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
But don't put it off. Contest closes Monday, so be sure to go in and see the new 54 Plymouth tomorrow.
Okay, George, who's next?
Well, our studio selected a woman who works in a movie studio to be on the show tonight.
Oh, actress?
Well, you'll see in just a minute. She's Mrs.
I can't wait,
Joe. Lorena Nelson, and her partner is Mr. Robert Disterdick. So, folks, would you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to Your Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you find around the house. Mrs. Lorena Nelson and Mr. Robert Disterdick, eh? Mrs. Nelson, where are you from?
Cortland, Nebraska.
Cortland, Nebraska. I was caught in Nebraska once, too. May I ask how old you are? That's sort of a nosy question, but I'm a very nosy fellow.
Well, I have to say I'd rather not.
You'd rather say you would rather not? Well, let's skip it. It's all right with me.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Robert Disterdick, that's an unusual name. What kind of a name is it?
That's the German extraction name.
Oh, Mr. Disterdick, that's too formal. What do the boys in the office call you?
Well, lots of things, mostly Shorty.
Well, that's logical. What other name is there for a name like this today? How tall are you, Shorty?
Well, it depends on who asks me. Usually I'm 5 foot 18 inches.
In other words, you're 5 feet 6. Is that right?
No, 6 feet 6.
Oh, 6 feet 6. Bob, a fellow with your height makes an easy target. I presume you're married. Is that right?
That's right, I am.
How did you meet your wife? Was it an office romance?
Oh, no. I met my wife my sophomore year in college. In my junior year, we were married, and in my senior year, we had our first daughter.
I guess that's what they mean by progressive education. You had just the one child?
No, we have three children now.
Oh, you're back in college again, huh? You went back for postgraduate work, is that right? Now, Mrs. Nelson, you say you're from Van Cortlandt Park. That's in the Bronx, isn't it?
No, Nebraska.
Oh, you're in Van Cortlandt Park is in Nebraska?
No, Cortland.
Oh, Cortland. Well, let's
Cortland,
get back to
Nebraska.
Fenneman says you're from a movie studio. Is that right?
That's right.
Are you an actress?
No, I work behind the scenes.
Well, so do I, but I mean, what is your...
I am...
How do you make a living?
I'm with the ladies' wardrobe, 20th Century Fox.
The ladies' wardrobe?
That's right.
Well, what do you do in your job?
I dress the stars.
Could you tell the
get
folks?
Them, just... Get them ready for their pictures.
Uh-huh. What stars?
Make their clothes.
What are some of the actresses that you've pinned these things on?
Susan Hayward.
Yeah.
Betty Grable.
Yeah.
And Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. Then Gene Simmons. And Vera Ellen. But they're just... They're not with our studio. They're borrowed stars.
I see. You say you borrow them?
We borrowed Gene Simmons and Vera Ellen.
Mm-hmm. Well, can anybody do that? Or, I mean, you have to be in the studio, huh?
I have to be.
Bob, what sort of work do you do?
I work for the probation department in the county of Los Angeles.
What do you do for the probation department?
I'm in the administrative offices. I'm the executive assistant of the probation department.
Mm-hmm. The job sounds pretty cushy. What do you have to know to get a job like that?
Well, you have to know the answers to the civil service examination that all people who work for the county have to take and pass.
Well, do you have to keep a civil tongue in your head when you're doing this?
Yeah, I imagine you do when you're taking your interview.
Well, what did you do before you got this job?
I was an examiner for the Civil Service Commission.
Well, you said you know the right fellow to go to get a job. Now, wasn't that a little irregular, giving yourself your own examination?
No, I didn't do that. Someone else prepared and administered the examination that I took. I would probably have gotten a better grade if I had made my own, though.
I would think so. Well, I hate to change the subject, but now you're going to play You Bet Your Life. You beat our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the $1,000 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
In the race for the $1,000, the first couple lost all their money, and the secret word is wall.
You selected English expressions for American words as your category. I'll give you the English expression, and you give me the American version of the same word. Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay. Here's your first question. How much will you bet? Of the 20?
All of it.
In England, they call it a tram. What do we call it here?
Streetcar.
Streetcar is right.
You know, I have $40.
$40? How much are you going to go for?
Mm-hmm. All of it.
In England, they call it an ironmonger's. What do we call it here?
Will you say that again?
Ironmonger's. Ironmongers.
Yes. Do you know anything about that?
Minor.
If you don't know, take a guess.
Miner?
No, it's a hardware store. Ironmongers is a hardware store.
Well, they lost all their money, Groucho.
Well, nobody leaves here broke. I give you one more question, get this right, and you'll spit $25. How many wheels on a tricycle?
About three.
So about three is absolutely right. Sorry you didn't win. Thanks, and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Well, Groucho, we invited some ladies' dress shop proprietors to the program, and our studio audience selected Mary Campbell to be on the show, and her partner is a schoolboy, Leonard Ross. So, folks, would you come in and meet Groucho Marx?
Mrs. Mary Campbell and Mr. Leonard... Leonard Ross, eh? Say, can't we get him a boxer stand on or something?
Leonard?
I'll talk to you in a minute, Shorty, as soon as you grow up here.
There you go. How's that?
No, that's no good. Now he's taller than I am. Mrs. Campbell, where are you from? Scotland, I imagine, eh?
Franklin, Kentucky.
Franklin, Kentucky, huh? Down the bluegrass country, huh?
Close to Bowling Green.
Bowling Green, huh? Well, I'm a little bowling, but let's talk about your job. What is it you do?
I'm a sales girl.
A sales girl?
Mm-hmm. For F. Dale McKenzie's dress shop.
Oh.
Between Bullock's and I. Magnus.
Well, tell us about the new styles and keep them short, huh?
Well, I don't think they're going to be short.
You don't, huh? Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
But I think they're going to feature full skirts and slim skirts. And
what's the difference between a slim skirt and a full skirt?
Well, a full skirt's like I have on.
Yeah, and a slim skirt is what you have off, huh? Well, that clarifies that pretty well. Now, Leonard, you're Leonard, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I believe so.
Well, do you have a nickname, Leonard? Or do you prefer Leonard?
I'd like to use Lenny.
Lenny, huh? How old are you, Len?
Oh, 8.
8? And where were you born?
Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. How long ago?
8 years.
Pretty tricky, this kid, isn't it? What grade are you in school?
B4.
B4, huh? No, I mean now.
B4.
Let's not go into an Abbott and Costello routine here. What grade are you in school?
B4.
You're going to stick to that story, huh? What is your favorite subject?
Arithmetic.
I've always liked that subject myself, Lenny. Let's see how good you are. How much is 15 and 10?
25.
That's absolutely correct. You got a pencil on you?
Oh, no. What's the way
I think that's right. I hope Fenneman's listening. I told him he could be replaced. You know. Now, you ask me one and make it tough. Not too tough.
Oh, 11 times 208.
11 times 208. 11 times... 10 times 208. One more example like that, and I'll kick that soapbox out from under you. I give up. How much is it?
2,288.
2,288. That's absolutely right, Lenny. How do you know? How did you figure that out so fast?
10 times 208 is
2,080. That's right.
And
that I had.
208 would be 2,288.
Hey, you're pretty good, Lenny. When I was 8 years old, I could only count up to 15. That was the number of pool balls there was on the table.
Are there 16 balls on the pool table counting the cue ball?
This kid is not only an expert mathematician, he's a pool shark. Well, let's try you on some tough ones. Fenneman. Hey, George. George. Come out here. I don't want to be humiliated alone out here. Now, Fenneman, maybe a little of this will rub off on you.
Thank you.
All right, Lenny. Multiply 640 by 5 and divide by 2.5.
Let's see, 2, 8.
1280.
Oh, come on.
What is it?
1280.
Well, I haven't even got it written down.
You say you went to Stanford, George?
Yeah.
Huh?
And you divide by how much?
Here we are, two old men asking an eight-year-old moppet how to do a sum.
And how much you want to divide by?
To keep me out of this, I have nothing to do with it. Are you bored, Lenny? This won't take more than 10 minutes, huh? You give up, George?
Oh, I,
forget it, huh?
I think so.
George, I won't... You and I are the beginning, huh? I'll see you in nursery school tomorrow morning at 9. Lenny, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I could learn something by continuing this conversation, but the time has come for you two to win a lot of money. Run your $20 no more than our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the big money.
In the race for the $1,000, both couples lost all their money.
George, come out here again. Don't ever leave me alone with this monster. Here we go. Let's see how I can bid you $20. You selected Canadian cities and provinces. I'll give you the Canadian city, and you tell me the name of the province. Here's your first question. How much will you bet? You have
$20. Oh, please.
Okay. All of it?
All of it.
All right. In what Canadian province is the city of Montreal?
Quebec.
Absolutely right.
You now have $40.
Why don't you make it a little tougher for yourself and do this in fractions right here? How much of your $40 will you bet on your second question? How much?
All 40.
You have $40. In what Canadian province is the city of Halifax?
Nova Scotia.
Right.
You now climb to $80.
Mrs. Campbell, aren't you going to say anything here tonight?
I don't have a chance.
Here's your third question. How much of the 80 are you going to go for?
80.
In what Canadian province is the city of Gander? This is a famous stopping off place for planes en route to Europe.
I'll take a guess at it. I don't know if Saskatchewan. I didn't know it. I took a guess at it.
Well, one answer between you. Well, I'm sorry. It's Newfoundland. They're broke, huh?
Yeah, they lost all their money.
I'll give you one question. I'll get this right, and we'll bring your winnings up to $25. What Shakespearean character gives Hamlet's soliloquy? He was buried in Grant's tomb. General Grant is absolutely...
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealer.
Well, all our couples lost all their money tonight, so all three couples in just one moment get the chance at the $1,000 DeSoto Plymouth question.
Say, George, did I ever tell you about a friend of mine named DeSoto?
DeSoto?
Well, that's not really his name, but it makes the sponsors so happy.
Oh, I see. Well, what about your friend DeSoto?
Do you know him, too? How that DeSoto does get around. I want you to watch this, folks. This is the trickiest lead-in to a commercial you've ever seen.
Not the dramatic new DeSoto, Groucho. Mm-hmm. This lovely car isn't going to be around until its first appearance on November 5th. It's well worth waiting for, though.
What was that date again, Fenneman?
November 5th.
And what happens then? 30 years in show business, and all of a sudden I'm a straight man.
November 5th is the day the dramatic 1954 DeSoto, the most beautiful and best performing car ever built, will go on display for the first time. So be on hand November 5th and see the dramatic new DeSoto.
Yes, friends, on November 5th, drop in and see your Groucho Plymouth dealer. And when you drive in, you'll tell him the dramatic new DeSoto really sent you.
Well, Groucho, here are the three couples all tied for the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question. Now, we've given them a little slip of paper, and if all three couples get it right, we'll split the money among them. Are we all set? Okay.
Our present calendar has been in use since 1582, when it replaced the old style, or Julian calendar. The one now in use throughout the world was named for the Pope who introduced it. For $1,000, what do we call it? What do we call this calendar? You have 15 seconds and talk it over. First one says Gideon. That's wrong.
Nothing from our second
nothing
couple.
Nothing from the second one. That's wrong. And nothing from the third one. That's wrong. This is a tough night. If the correct answer is the Gregorian calendar. That means the big question next week will be worth $1,500. Well, they all lost the big money, but and they didn't win anything in the quiz.
No.
Huh? They each won $25. Thanks and good luck to the Soda Plymouth dealer.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $1,500. And don't forget Groucho's television show, also brought to you by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. Remember that the dealers who sell the remarkable new Plymouth, engineered and built to be your best buy in the low-priced field, will have the magnificent new 1954 DeSoto on display November 5th. DeSoto, Plymouth. Two great new cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, just be sure to see the distinguished new DeSoto.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Caution, control, and courtesy are the ingredients that add up to traffic safety. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. You Bet Your Life is heard by our armed forces throughout the world.